Are you a multitasker? Are you doing more than one thing at a time all the time? Well, I've got a book to help. How to Be Everything, a guide for those who still don't know what they want to be when they grow up. And to talk about that, we have with us the author. She's also a speaker, a coach, a blogger, a community leader. She's also involved as the founder and creative director of PuttyLike. And she is here, Emily Wapnick, to talk about it. Good morning, Emily.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, I should tell you that prior to our interview, I talked with somebody from the Mayo Clinic about educating doctors. I talked to somebody from Frito-Lay about their new potato chip design. I've also worked on my computer here at the automation station to make things working. So can I join your tribe of multi-potentialites?
It sounds like it. Sounds like you've got a lot of unrelated or maybe somewhat related but very different projects and different focuses. So, yeah, you sound like you might be a multi-potentialite.
Now, I'm also a pronouncer for a spelling bee, so I was curious about that word, multi-potentialites. Is this a word you made up, you found? Tell me about the origin of that word.
Yeah, so it comes from the word multipotentiality, which is a term in psychology that refers to people who display aptitudes across multiple disciplines. And it's just kind of like a fun play on that word. I put out a free PDF manifesto in the early days of PuttyLike when I just started blogging, and another blogger reviewed it, and I had talked about multipotentiality, and he referred to us as multipotentialites, and I thought it sounded really neat, and I was like, can I run with that? And he was like, yeah, go for it. So,
sure, right.
Multipotentialite.
And then on your Friday night Scrabble games, you can come up with a big extra
word. I don't know if that would hold in Scrabble, because I think it needs to technically be in the dictionary, and it's not yet.
Ah. It's in your book many times. In fact, you kind of start everything off, your first chapter, there is nothing wrong with you. I guess that's sort of a reassurance to people who might pick this book up. Explain what you talk about in that chapter.
Yeah, so a lot of multipotentialites grow up feeling like we're weird or like there's something wrong with us because we don't have that one true calling or, you know, that one, like the Holy Grail that we're all supposedly supposed to have, right? That's what we hear growing up. Like, we all have a destiny. We all have this one great thing we're meant to do with our lives. But that doesn't really work for a lot of us because many of us have a lot of things we'd like to do and a lot of different identities we'd like to try on and a lot of different fields we'd like to explore. So I think that I just wanted to start with a little bit of reassurance. Like, if you're someone with many passions and creative pursuits, there's nothing wrong with you. And in fact, not only are you a multi-potentialite, and there are a lot of other people like this, but it's a strength. And we've got some superpowers. There are certain things that we're very adept at that we do really well.
So explain how we channel this, how we take this, mm-hmm. how to be everything, or some people might say lack of focus or something to that effect. How do we kind of channel this to make it part of our life, our career, our passion? How do we find that?
Yeah, so I would argue, like, I think that a lot of people look at us and think, oh, that's like ADHD. But I see the two things as very different. Like, I don't think multipotentialites necessarily have a hard time focusing. It's just that we have a lot of passions. So maybe we spend 2 hours on a project and then switch and spend another 2 hours or even less on something else. But while we're doing that thing, we're fully engaged. We're into it. Our focus isn't scattered. We're not multitasking. There are people out there who have built careers and lives in which they get to do a lot of different things and make a living at the same time, and this is really the subject of my book. I wanted to understand how multipotentialites build lives and careers. And what I found through a lot of interviews and just reaching out to my community and really diving into this is that there are four specific ways that multipotentialites build careers. I call these the four commonly used work models. So the first is what I call the group hug approach, and this is where you combine your interests in one multifaceted job or business. So often people who use this work model will work in an interdisciplinary field, something like architecture or design or education, something where to do a good job, you really need to have an understanding of multiple areas and have a bunch of different skills. Then we've got the slash approach, And this is where someone will, instead of combining their interests, they'll have a few separate and distinct jobs and or businesses that they kind of flip between over the course of a week. So this is someone who's the like the programmer slash teacher slash stand-up comedian. And people who use this work model tell me that they enjoy each of their slashes for different reasons, but wouldn't want to do any one of them full-time. So the part-time nature of the work is really important. Then the third commonly used work model is what I call the Einstein approach. And I call it this because Albert Einstein worked in the patent office for several years. He was basically employed by the government, so he had this very stable, secure day job that took care of his financial needs. And then he developed his theories on the side. He wasn't paid for them. So this is where someone will have what author Barbara Sher calls a good enough job. It's a job that you like well enough, but maybe it isn't like the end-all and be-all. You aren't integrating all of your skills, but you should enjoy it. And it takes care of all of your financial needs. And most importantly, it leaves you with enough free time and energy to pursue your many passions on the side. So I interviewed a guy named Charlie Harper, who's an IT manager by day. And then when he leaves the office, he goes to musical theater practice. And he sings in an a cappella group, and he also, on the weekends, he builds furniture. And when we had spoken, he had just built a boat. So he has this, like, amazing array of hobbies and personal projects on the side. And then we've got the fourth commonly used work model, and I call this the Phoenix approach, because it's someone who dives into a field for a longer period of time, often several years. And at a certain point, they feel like, okay, like I've got what I came for, and I'm ready for a new adventure. And then they'll transition, and they'll start a new career in a new field. And usually, these people will develop that other thing on the side for a while first. They'll look for opportunities and gain some skills and just to make the transition a little bit smoother. So I called it the Phoenix approach because it's like, you know, this mythical creature that lives a glorious life and then erupts into flames and is reborn from the ashes. So it's kind of like you're reinventing yourself every several years. And, of course, you can also be a hybrid between these work models. You can use one for a year and then switch to another one. I kept seeing these different approaches come up again and again in my interviews. And I realized that these are all ways to get variety in your life and in your career, as well as, you know, money and meaning. But I think that for a multi-potentialite, you need to prioritize variety, and it's something that we don't really think about when we're planning our careers typically.
Are they people that are happy with how it's formed for them, or do they wish they were one or the other, or that they think to themselves, maybe I wish I could just be focused totally on this one and not these other ones, but they still have a desire? I mean, how much is this their planning, and how much is it sort of natural formation of it, I guess?
Yeah, well, everyone, I made sure for this book to interview people who self-described as being both happy and financially comfortable.
Okay.
So I think that these people have intentionally designed their careers this way, or maybe at first it was kind of a natural inclination, like they tried to focus on one thing and they were like, I'm feeling bored, this isn't enough variety for me, I need to add some other things, and they kind of made their way here. I think that sometimes multi-potentialites would be like, oh, I wish I could just focus. I wish I could be like that specialist over there. But then if they were to actually try, and often they have, they'll find that they're starting to feel a little bit restless, and that they really crave and they really need that variety, and they really actually do their best work when they're doing multiple things. And because sometimes you jump to one thing and then you move to something else, and what you were learning before, even though it's in a different field or you were using different skills, you can integrate it into your work and it can make it more interesting and give you new ideas. So there's something about making connections between disparate domains and fields that can really enrich our work and make it stronger.
Well, those are the people that have cracked the nut, have figured out how to put all their puzzle pieces together, and they can sort of see a picture. What about the people that are looking and thinking, how does this all fit? You have the chapter about slaying your dragon. So maybe go into a little bit of how we can kind of get to the point these other people are at.
Sure. I mean, the point of the book is to learn from these people, right? So there's a lot of kind of lessons that I've pulled out and exercises that can help you fit your specific skills and interests and passions into these different frameworks to see what that might look like. But yeah, I've got a whole chapter on, really it's on productivity, because that is, in addition to work, that is one of the big challenges for multi-potentialites. Because if you have many projects, how do you focus on all those projects and make progress at the same time, right? How do you balance the desire to explore with the desire to take action and to actually get things done? And that is a challenge for a lot of multi-potentialites. So what I recommend doing as far as productivity goes is making a list of everything that you're involved in, all of your interests, anything you'd like to explore, and then picking like 2 to 5 that you're going to prioritize and making these your priority projects. And you can even like write these down and hang them by your desk so that when it's time to work, you're like, okay, I'm just going to look up and here are my 4 things. Which one of them do I feel like working on right now? Or is there a deadline coming up in one of these projects? And then you know what your main priorities are right now. And then everything else you can put on another list. And later in the day, once you've gotten some work done on one or more of your priority projects, if you're really feeling that itch to explore, to try out new things, set a timer for, 40 minutes or whatever that right amount is, and just, let yourself go down the rabbit hole and multitask and be, quote, unproductive. And then when the timer goes off, get back to your main focus, right? So this is just a way to balance those competing desires. And also, I think we can feel, multi-potentialites can feel resentful if we're focusing too much on, just a couple things and we really want to explore something else. So this will just, give you a little bit of a break. And who knows, you might make some interesting connections. That's kind of the productivity trick that I recommend. And you can tweak that and customize it as you please.
Did you find that a lot of this sort of attitude of how people put their lives together was developed in childhood? Or did they gain this when they got older? Or do they just remain curious and open to something new that suddenly realizes, hey, that's the thing I've been looking for, kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. Well, so there are a few different theories about where what makes a multi-potentialite and where we come from. And one of the theories is that we are all multi-potentialites, because if you look at kids, they're curious about a lot of different, they don't have a specialty typically. They're interested in one thing one week and another thing the next week. And then as we get older, school and social pressure kind of, we start to narrow our focus. We start to think we need to narrow our focus, and it kind of gets stamped out of us. That's one theory. I do feel like there are adults who genuinely are specialists and really like going deep into one thing and being very focused, and that's totally fine. If that's how you're wired, then go for it. And if not, then that's cool too. I'm not sure. Some of us, I think, just have a really harder time just doing one thing and following that conventional path, the specialist path. And so we end up here maybe at first out of necessity, and then we sort of refine things and figure out how to make it work. But there definitely aren't very many resources out there for multi-potentialites who want to build multifaceted careers, which is one of the main reasons I wrote the book. I just felt like there aren't very many role models. Not many people are talking about this. The typical career approach is to, maybe you take a test and that assesses your aptitudes and you whittle it down to that one perfect fit. And that approach just really doesn't work for everyone.
You mentioned maybe some famous people, but a lot of times we think, well, those people, of course they're famous. We don't think about what they got to it. Who are some of the people that you kind of idolize or look to, or kind of maybe as a beacon of who you could become, or those people that we think, oh yeah, that's what we're talking about here?
Sure. So there are a lot of famous historical figures who fit into this category. Obviously people like Leonardo da Vinci, Ben Franklin, even like Steve Jobs. And then people like Patti Smith and David Bowie and Maya Angelou, who have done a lot of work in very, very different realms. These are all great role models, but I really tried to focus in the book on relatable people just like you and me that you probably haven't heard of, because I think it's important that people understand, you don't have to be rich or a genius to make this work. But yeah, they're, you know, we're in good company.
Right. It's again, the book is called How to Be Everything. Our guest today is Emily Wapnick. And if people want to find out about the book or even the maybe a little bit more about being a multi-potentialite, what is a good place for them to get some information on that?
Yeah, they can learn. You can learn more about How to Be Everything at howtobeeverything.com. And then if you think you might be a multi-potentialite, come over to puttylike.com, P-U-T-T-Y-L-I-K-E. That's my blog that I've been running for 6-ish years, and we've got lots of stuff up there about and for multi-potentialites.